KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, several Iowa high schools are gaining the services of football players from states that have pushed back their seasons to next year. That includes the defending Class A state champions. Alex Marks is a lineman from Bakersfield, California, and he moved to Iowa in the spring. He'll play for West Hancock here this year. Here's Eagles coach Mark Sanger.
Good-looking kid as far as a football player, so we'll see. You just never know. You know, great hopes of what he's going to be able to do as on our offensive line, defensive line, but it's not something where you're just going to step in and it's going to be given to you. He knows he's going to have to work for what he's going to get just like everybody else.
Now, the state of Iowa will be playing a 7-week high school football schedule at this time. That'll be getting started later this month into early September, and that's better than most states. Many states are not planning on high school football this year. Iowa will open up the football season September 5th at home against Maryland. The Big Ten released a 10-game conference-only schedule that gives each team 2 bye weeks and the possibility of moving the conference championship game 2 weeks to December 19th. Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren was interviewed on the Big Ten Network.
We're hopeful that this builds an opportunity for us to remain as flexible as we possibly can. So if something were to happen where we didn't start on September 5th, we have the flexibility to start even on September 12th or the 19th. And we have, because we have those open dates throughout the schedule and on the back end, we would be able to collapse some of those early dates to a later date.
Warren says starting the season Labor Day weekend will provide the conference the flexibility that it needs.
I'm confident that we've done everything we possibly can up to this moment to feel comfortable to move to tomorrow. And as I said, this is a day-to-day situation. We're gathering information. It epitomizes fluidity. And so we feel good today. But again, this is something that we're working on throughout the day and night, every single day of the week.
Warren says football teams will be allowed to begin their fall camps tomorrow.
I feel comfortable as we sit here today, but it's a fluid situation. There's no guarantee that we will have fall sports or football season, but we're doing everything we possibly can that if we're so blessed to be able to have fall sports, that things are organized and done in a very methodical and professional manner.
Warren says all players and staff will be tested weekly beginning the week of the season opener.
But our high contact sports such as football, the minimum will be twice a week, and those will be PCR tests. The other important component is that all of these tests, once we get into competition, will be managed by a third-party laboratory. We thought it was really important from a consistency and credibility standpoint that we manage that from a third-party standpoint.
Now for the Iowa Hawkeyes, they'll open their season at home Saturday, September 5th, hosting Maryland. They'll have additional home games against Nebraska on September 26th, Northwestern on October 3rd, Michigan State October 31st, and Wisconsin November 14th. Iowa travels to face Purdue on September 12th and plays at Minnesota the following week on September 19th. Remaining road games include at Illinois October 10th, Penn State October 24th, and Ohio State November 21st. Iowa has 2 open dates scheduled for October 17th and November 7th. Iowa's opening game marks the first time since 1980 that the Hawkeyes will open the season against a Big Ten opponent. Iowa begins the 2020 campaign with a 4-game winning streak, including a 49-24 win over number 22 Southern California in the 2019 Holiday Bowl. Information regarding fan attendance for the 2020 home games, including ticketing updates and information, along with Kinnick Stadium policies and procedures for the season, will be released soon. Iowa Athletics has not yet finalized an allowable attendance figure for the home games. NCAA President Mark Emmert tells the Associated Press that whether college sports, and more specifically major college football, can play through the coronavirus pandemic is likely to be determined not by the association or even conferences, but on a school-by-school basis. Another hectic day in college sports news started with UConn canceling its football season before the Big Ten released its revised schedule for the coming season. Games are just a month away. The NCAA Board of Governors handed off any decision on whether to hold championships for fall sports like soccer and lower-level football to each division. Divisions 2 and 3 quickly pulled the plug. As for Division 1, plans for a season are methodically falling into place, but with tempered optimism. On to baseball now, where Mike Tauchman's tie-breaking double in the 7th inning sent the New York Yankees to a 3-1 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies in a split of their 7-inning doubleheader last night. Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto homered to back Zach Wheeler and lead the visiting Phillies to an 11-7 win in the opener. to snap New York's 7-game win streak. Jock Peterson's second home run of the game sailed an estimated 435 feet through two palm trees just beyond the center field fence at Petco Park, and the L.A. Dodgers beat the San Diego Padres 7-6. Scorching slugger Kyle Seager hit a three-run homer. Rookie Kyle Lewis stayed hot with an RBI single, and the Mariners overcame two home runs by Mike Trout to win 7-6 over the L.A. Angels. Matt Olson homered twice as the Oakland Athletics rallied to beat the Texas Rangers 6-4. Cole Calhoun hit his first career inside the park homer with the help of a crazy bounce as the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Houston Astros 14-7. Brandon Belt had a three-run homer and a double lead San Francisco past the Rockies 4-3. National starter Max Scherzer exited because of a hamstring problem after laboring through just one inning, overshadowing Juan Soto's eventful 2020 debut for the World Series champs. And Rick Porcello collected his 150th career win in the New York Mets 3-1 win over Washington. Also, Toronto beat Atlanta 2-1. It was Miami winning their second straight since returning, beating Baltimore 1-0 in the opener of a doubleheader. Well, they made it three in a row as five pitchers combined on a four-hitter for the undermanned gritty and first-place Miami Marlins, who beat Baltimore 2-1 to make a doubleheader sweep. Cleveland beat Cincinnati 2-0 yesterday. It was the Brewers over the White Sox 1-0. Also, the Red Sox over the Tampa Bay Rays 5-0. Minnesota, a 5-2 winner over the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Yu Darvish pitched seven sharp innings. And the Chicago Cubs beat the skidding Kansas City Royals 6-1 Wednesday night for their sixth straight victory. Kansas City has lost six straight. The coronavirus-ridden Cardinals are expected to make more transactions after placing six players on the injured list, including confirmed COVID-19 cases, Yadier Molina, Paul DeJong, Edmundo Sosa, Junior Fernandez, and Cody Whitley. St. Louis also put pitcher Carlos Martinez on the injured list and activated reliever Brad Miller from the injured list. The Cardinals have returned to the field for light workouts nearly a week after an outbreak of COVID-19 forced the club and its staff members to quarantine in Milwaukee. Major League Baseball is cracking down on coronavirus safety protocols, mandating that players and staff wear face coverings at all times, including in the dugouts and bullpens, except for players on the field of play. The league sent a memo to teams Wednesday outlining changes to its 2020 operations manual after outbreaks on the Miami Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals led to 21 postponements in the first 2 weeks of a shortened 60-game season. The memo, obtained by the Associated Press Wednesday night, says that repeated or flagrant violators of the protocols could be banned from participating in the 2020 season and postseason. In the NHL playoffs last night, Connor Garland and Taylor Hall each scored in the third period, and the Arizona Coyotes beat Nashville 4-1. Matthew Highmore's tied the score with 5:47 left in the third period, and Jonathan Toews got his second goal of the game 4.5 minutes later to give Chicago a 4-3 win over Edmonton in Game 3 of their qualifying series. Also, Mike Hoffman and Brian Boyle scored 2:07 apart in the opening minutes of the third period as Florida avoided elimination with a 3-2 win over the New York Islanders. Also, it was Tampa Bay beating Boston 3-2. Colorado cruised to a 4-0 round-robin win over the Dallas Stars, and the Montreal Canadiens rallied for two goals down to beat Pittsburgh 4-3 in their Game 3 of that series. The Utah Jazz kept the Memphis Grizzlies winless in the NBA bubble with a 124-115 win. Also in the hoops action yesterday, Boston beat Brooklyn 149-115, Toronto 109-99 over Orlando. It was Philadelphia beating Washington 107-98, Oklahoma City 105-86 over the LA Lakers, and Denver beat San Antonio 132-126. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.